I live on an irreversible road to my inner happiness. I live on an irreversible road to my inner happiness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I live on an irreversible road to my inner happiness. Now, that sounds like it would be a nice thing, and yet it would take away all of our freedom of choice, because we have no freedom of choice. Now, if you want to be a banker, you have the freedom of choice to be a banker or not to be a banker. But if you want to be a banker, then you prepare yourself with the mental attitude that a banker has. A banker thinks money is just everywhere, and he handles everybody's money, and he has... Well, what are some of the attributes that a banker would have? Can you name them, please? Integrity.
Honesty.
What?
Honesty, yes.
Honesty. And probably others like that. So, a banker is someone you can depend on, someone you can trust, someone who... If you give them your $100,000, they're not going to take it and go and have a party. They're going to invest it and have it in the bank, and anytime you want it, you can go and take it out, because the value is there for whatever you might want to take out at any time. They're guaranteed by the federal government and other things. So a banker is someone you can depend on to handle your money. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to do it wisely. He may do it to the best of his understanding, but of all the stockbrokers in the world, does every stockbroker make a lot of money? No. Some stockbrokers ill-advisedly invest in certain stocks, and others well-advisedly invest in certain stocks. And we read about them all the time, and we do nothing about it. We do nothing about it. Buffett is one of the major stock investing people, and he has several major companies himself, and he's very successful. He invests very carefully, but very wisely and very well, and he's the second richest man in the world, which is a nice thing to be. Now, I live on an irreversible road to my inner happiness. Okay, I have chosen to be a happy person. I have chosen to walk the road to happiness in everything that I do. I have chosen to go on a one-way street to happiness. And the one-way street that I take to happiness has no turning back. It's irreversible. So I go straight forward to happiness. Now, if I'm on the one-way street, the irreversible road to happiness, can I ever be unhappy?
Nope.
Nope. Can I ever be sad or feel that there are things in the world that are not harmonious?
Nope.
Can I ever have an attitude of mind that limits me in any way?
Nope.
What is happiness? Happiness is the fulfillment of the dreams of my heart. Happiness is the fulfillment of the ideals that I have. Happiness is the fulfillment of who I am. And, of course, it pays to know who you are. Then when you are experiencing that happiness, you say, that's why I'm experiencing it. I know who I am. A lot of people, they experience the happiness of being fulfilled, and they didn't even know that that was what they wanted. They said it often enough, they tell it to people often enough, but they never believed it was going to come true. And, of course, it does. When we say these things often enough and strong enough, and we put these courses in motion, then we have those experiences. That's just the way it works. Now, could you see yourself on the irreversible road to happiness? And you say, oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, no, you couldn't. You see, if you're on the irreversible road to happiness, you have no compassion, because compassion is a lack of happiness. Mm-hmm. Caring is one thing, but not compassion. Caring is, reaching out and being a blessing to other people in your world, not because they need it, but because it's your joy to be a caring person. And what's another thing that a happy person does? A happy person always has a smile on his face. You say, well, he's an idiot. No, he's not an idiot. He knows where his bread is buttered, and he wants that buttered on the happiness side. And so he's always got a smile on his face, and he's always looking for the happy things in life. He's looking for the good things. Hey, Ellen tells me that our neighbor, Mr. Thomas, died after a very long illness. And I said, well, good for him. He made his decision and he did it. And he was lying around in his bed and ill for years now and being a totally unhappy person because he was ready to make his next journey and he couldn't let go of this one because the family took such good care of him. The family worried about him so. The family were concerned about him. And every time he wanted to make the exit, they were there with the life-saving equipment to keep him from making the exit. And, hey, that's okay. That's what some people feel is love. But when a person is ready to make the trip, when a person is ready to travel off to another dimension of time and space, then what should do? What should happen? They should be allowed to go. But it's not a matter of they should be allowed to go. Ellen?
Yeah.
I want you to go to a pornographic movie with me. What's your answer?
I have.
What?
I have.
What? You're thinking
plan.
About it? Oh, your
I have
answer
another
is.
Plan.
Your answer is instantly.
No.
No. Ellen, I want you to take this poison.
No.
No.
Thank you.
Ellen, I want you to hurt this person.
No.
No. You see. When you are speaking on something as dramatic as that, it's not difficult for you to make a definite decision instantly and say, no! See, you're not going to put those things into your mind, your heart, and your life. You're not going to do it. Now, can you do that with all the little subtleties that come along? When a little child falls down and hurts himself and starts crying, you go over there, no, you sweet little thing, what seems to be the problem, you know? Or do you go over to the child and you say, hey, you're a big boy or you're a big girl. My goodness, you did that beautifully. You want to try that again? I bet you could fall even better than that, you know, because you are such a wonderful person. You are such a stable person. Ooh, you know, and they forget all about the hurt. They forget all about what has happened, and they're thinking of it in a totally different way because you don't even address the problem as a problem. You address it as fun. You address it as something that's a joy. And immediately, since it's a joy and it's fun, they don't feel unhappy about it. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if you are walking down the irreversible street to happiness, then you are doing a good job. And when you're doing a good job, then everything it turns out in perfect divine order. Rex, sit. Good boy. Excellent. I was pointing to the ground and motioning Rex to sit down, and he just licked my finger and said, oh, what a nice finger you have. And I had to say, Rex, sit down. I'm not angry at him. I'm not upset with him. He didn't get the message from me. I haven't taught him that pointing to the ground means sitting too. I have used that illustration, but he'll learn. And I'm not unhappy with him because he's learning and the speed that he's learning. I think he's doing just fine. And I'm very pleased with him. Because I'm a brilliant doggy teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a brilliant doggy person. I'm a brilliant doggy lover. I'm a brilliant doggy happy people, you know. And wherever I go, the doggies and I, we just have a great time. And that's the way it should be, shouldn't it? That's the way it should be. Now, can you go on the irreversible road to happiness and be happy about it? Good question. I live on an irreversible road to my inner happiness. Most of the time we think of happiness being in the outer. We think of it's a smile and so forth. But did you ever have a inner snicker? An inner, not snicker so much as an inner squiggle, you know, an inner, you know, and it's deep down in your heart, deep down in your belly, and you say, that's neat, you know. But you don't say anything outwardly. You just are enjoying it. And the person who has done the thing to make you happy or to make you snicker stickle like that, they don't even know they did it. They're just being themselves. You look at someone who's working out on the gymnastic bars, and you see them spinning and spinning and spinning, and then they fall, and they catch themselves, and they get up, and they spin, and they fall, and they spin, and they fall. And pretty soon, they just spin and spin and spin, and don't fall again. Because they have put the pattern in their motion, in their life, that they're going to just spin and just have a great time on the parallel bars and really enjoy themselves. That's what my nephew Scott did. He enjoyed the parallel bars when he was growing up in high school, and he became an exquisite gymnast. And excellent condition, excellent shape, excellent everything. And even though he had experienced diabetes, because he kept his body so alert, alive, and full of spit and vinegar, because he was able to maintain this happiness attitude about him, the diabetes was never a great problem to him. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So these are things we want to really be aware of. These are things we want to really understand. We want to know what's going on in our life and know how we're doing it. And also take charge, keeping us on the inner road to happiness. It's a glorious road. It's a glorious trip. It's a glorious experience. But we must make the decision always. We say no when it's something that we definitely are not in favor of and we are invited to do it. We could say, I have something else planned, but if it takes us 10 minutes to get that out of our mouth, you better just say no. You see, the difficulty with Ellen, and I'm going to use her as an illustration here, the difficulty with Ellen is that Ellen does not create people asking her to do things she doesn't want to do. So therefore, she has not experienced it with saying, no thank you, you know, or I have something else I'm doing. She's not experienced with that. And I say, bravo for Ellen, keep it up. Keep up not being experienced with it. Keep up having everybody come into your life, inviting you to do only those things that are harmonious for you and that turn you on. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you accept?
Of course.
Phew, of course. You're welcome. Well, have a lovely evening and a lovely day, and always accept everything in just the right way.
Right.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.